Central New York Congress members from opposite sides of the political aisle have a lot of similar ideas about how to help the country deal with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. WAER's Chris Bolt reports.
Democrat Anthony Brindisi and Republican John Katko are both concerned about the financial troubles our cities are in. Brindisi says local communities have struggled because of how long things have been shut down.
Given the early days of the pandemic and New York really being at the heart of that, our local governments are seeing declining revenue because of declining sales tax, declining hotel occupancy taxes, and other drop in revenues, are going to be forced to make some very tough decisions. Cuts in public safety, it's going to lead to cuts in healthcare, cuts in education, it's going to lead to cuts in infrastructure.
Katko agrees the next package of aid from Washington needs to address the problem directly.
Smaller towns and smaller cities like Anthony's and mine, and Syracuse and Utica and Binghamton, they didn't get direct aid in the CARES package. That money went to the state, and the state was supposed to trickle it down to us. Well, governor's not doing it. There's no sign that he's going to share any of that money that we gave the state. So we're both advocating in this package that municipalities and counties of less than 500,000 get money directly from us.
Both representatives also agree that aid to small businesses and another round of assistance directly to families should be part of a next aid package. They similarly both criticized Senate Leader Mitch McConnell for opposing municipal aid. And they both see a role for the region to play in solving shortages for testing or protective equipment. Katko highlights one bright spot.
I'll give you an example. Tessie Plastics in my district, great corporate citizens. They took one of their buildings in Auburn, which is a very big facility, and basically have converted it to a test production facility, teaming up with a pharmaceutical. And by August, they're on schedule to start producing 1 million tests a month.
Brindisi adds there are a lot more local companies helping, of which he'd like to see Washington take note.
We know in upstate New York, which has a very proud manufacturing tradition, that we can make this stuff here in this country. And whether it's Department of Defense, I'm on the Armed Services Committee, whether it's Homeland Security, John is a member, NIH, these other federal agencies, you know, they have to go out and procure this stuff, whether it's PPE or ventilators or other medical supplies that are deemed essential during a national emergency. And our federal government should take notice of that and start spending those tax dollars here in this country supporting American manufacturing and American workers.
Katko says he's optimistic Congress will agree on another stimulus bill soon. Brindisi adds, during crises such as floods, wildfires, or other problems, the nation comes together and avoids partisanship. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.